healthcare systems and hospital organization. To know about hospital or operations management, we first need to know about healthcare systems and hospital organizations. What systems the hospital or the healthcare belong to, and how is the hospital organization spread across the hospitals, so that we can have a better understanding and will be able to do a great operations management. So in the next chapter, we will be understanding the healthcare systems and further the hospital or organizations and the organogram in detail. Let's go ahead. Overview of this chapter. Understanding healthcare systems and hospital organizations are essential components of healthcare. They play a critical role in providing medical services, promoting health, and improving patient outcomes. Understanding the structure and functioning of healthcare systems and hospital organization is important for effective healthcare management and delivery. So, when we talk here about the hospital systems, we understand how the healthcare system in our hospital is. What is the mode of healthcare we give to the patient? Hospital operations, what is the role defined for the individual stakeholders and how they effectively together collaborate in the better outcomes of the patient and to provide the better healthcare delivery. Understanding the structure helps us to understand in depth of the hospital operations and also how every stakeholders play an important role or how we can modify the processes by understanding the role or revising the role of a certain stakeholders. They play a crucial role in providing medical services. So overall, healthcare systems define how medical services are provided. It defines the system of medical services provided in the hospital. So let's go ahead and understand the healthcare systems first. According to the World Health Organization, health system consists of organizations, people, and actions whose primary intent is to promote, restore, or maintain health. So now, when you see the World Health Organization's definition of health system, you have an approach or understand how organization health system is not only about the hospital, but it is also about the people and the action which intend to restore health, which help us for a patient or a person to be healthy. So a healthcare system refers to the comprehensive network of organization. So when we say network of organization, it includes your tertiary care hospitals, primary care hospitals, it includes your civil hospitals, government hospitals, it includes your diagnostic center. So it includes the network of organizations and institutions and resources involved in delivery of healthcare services to specific population or geographic area. So when we say involved in delivering healthcare services, so a healthcare system is a comprehensive network of multiple organizations which deliver healthcare services. It can be a nursing home, it can be a hospital, it can be a diagnostic center or an insurance company, which promotes healthcare services, which help us to deliver healthcare services to a population. Healthcare systems vary across countries. So they are not similar as we say. They are not equal across the world. They are as per the country's requirement, country specifications, their protocol, processes, and as what they have adopted. The system what they have adopted varies, but they generally share common goals. So eventually, the healthcare systems have the common goal, which includes promoting health, preventing disease, diagnosing and treating illness, and improving overall well-being. So though the systems are different across the world, but the goal they share is quite common, and that is again patient-centric, improving overall well-being. Let's move ahead and understand it more further. Healthcare system encompasses various elements. So healthcare system involves healthcare providers, healthcare professionals, public health agencies, insurance providers, pharmacy companies and regulatory companies. So it encompasses various elements here, where I say healthcare providers is your hospital, clinics, primary care centers, your diagnostic centers. So healthcare professionals includes your physician, nurses, elite healthcare professionals, paramedics. So basically, healthcare professionals are all the people who support in the healthcare provider services. They are your medics and paramedics and ancillary care professionals. So they include your doctors, nurses, technicians, insurance company agents, administrators. Public health agencies are the government setups which help us, is one of the elements of healthcare systems. Insurance providers, as we all know, insurance providers are also a very important part of healthcare system, and they help us build in a healthcare system where they are covered, the insurance covers the healthcare facilities what are provided to the patient. It helps the patient to be little less burdenized with the hospital cost for a better treatment. Pharmaceutical companies and regulatory bodies. So when we say pharmaceutical companies, we all know pharmaceutical companies are involved in creating or generating, producing medicines, injectables. So they all form a part of a healthcare system, and they all help in basically providing care to the patient. So the types of healthcare systems, as I said before, every country adopts their own healthcare system as what is available or as per their approach towards the health and the facilities what are available in the country. So there are four models which define the healthcare systems, there are different types of four models defined here, which you see, that is a Beveridge model, the Bismarck model, the National Health Insurance model, and the out-of-pocket model, or the private model, where the payment is made by the private payer. Okay, so let's understand the first model, that is the Beveridge model. It is a single payer model where the funds for the medical bills are paid by the government through the taxes what are collected in the government, by the government. The healthcare facility is completely funded, and there is only government hospital available. The government, the staff or the doctors or the nurses working in these healthcare systems are government employees and are not a private employees. Most doctors are the government employees here. And if you see, the hospitals and the clinics are run by the governments, are planned by the government, and the treatment there is completely free for all the people living in those countries. This model is adopted by countries like Great Britain, Spain, Italy, New Zealand, and Hong Kong. Now let's move to the second model, where the Bismarck model, where it's a multi-payer model. Here, the Bismarck model was created for the employees or the working class. Here, the payment or fee for service is with the reimbursement. It is the multi-payer, where it is partially funded by the insurance company and the partially funded by the person himself. So here, the sickness funds are forbidden to make profit on basic care. So the treatment what is available at a subsidized rate, at a lower rate. And if you say Germany, when initiated or started with this Bismarck model, it reduced its mortality rate because this care was available for everyone, but this care is at other end is only available for the working people or those who are employed. Here, the insurance company may sell additional services for profit, and these are funded by the employer and the employee payroll deduction. So here the employee's payroll deductions happen, which go to the insurance company, and these are partially funded by the people or the employee and the partially funded by the government. Here, if you see, there are zero medical bankruptcies. And hospitals and doctors usually who work in this setup or this healthcare system are private doctors. And the hospitals and the clinics are privately owned setups. So let's move to the national health insurance model. Now, this national health insurance model is it's quite similar to beverage model, but with little difference in it. So let us understand with the national health insurance model. It's a single payer model, okay, where the payments from the government run insurance programs are taken and funded by payroll deductions of various taxes. So again, with the payroll deductions and the various taxes, the health is funded or the hospital expenses are funded, and the hospital and clinics here are private sectors. So this is, though the rates are controlled by the government insurance program, yet it is a private setup. So it's a single payer where the payment is done through the taxes and the payroll deductions, and hospitals, doctors are in the private sectors. If we see the Canada, Taiwan and South Korea adopt this kind of healthcare system. Now let's move ahead and understand the out-of-pocket model. Now the out-of-pocket model, the countries like India, we have out-of-pocket models. So if you say out-of-pocket model, it is a private payer. The person has to pay for his own health expenses. Either he buys the insurance or he pays in his through his own savings. But the year there is no free or government aided completely free treatment available for the patients. So here the private payer, it's a private payer model with free market. So the market is free. There can be multiple people who can start the hospitals or non-psych homes. And here if you see, if you have an affordability, you get a proper care of treatment. And if you do not have an affordability, you may not get proper treatment. See, the things are changing. In India, there is a system which is coming up as mixed system, where primary health care, there are the hospitals which are run by the government, as well as there is a private players who run the hospitals. But yet, there are expense for the patients which are to be spent by their own pocket. So the out-of-pocket model is still ongoing in India, and things are changing with lot of new policies, health policies which are being implemented, and in future we may see a great change in India. So presently this model is accepted or adopted by multiple countries like India, then we have Sri Lanka. So these countries adopt this kind of model. If you say China, we have this kind of models. So now we have learned with beverage model, Bismarck model, we have understood the national health insurance model, and of course the out-of-pocket model, what we do in India. So now let's go ahead and understand health coverage around the world. Now this is the brief of what we have learned ahead. So now we have universal coverage system with single payer system. Okay, then we have universal coverage system with multi-payer system. We have multi-payer system with no universal coverage, and we have no national healthcare infrastructure that is fully out of pocket. So we have learned everything in our previous slide, but let's just have a look about it. So when we say, just to make it more elaborate, universal coverage system, or as we said the beverage model, everyone is covered by government care plan that is fully funded by the government. It's a single player model. Then we have universal coverage with multi-payer system, where everyone's covered, health covered under a insurance funded system, a national health system that has co-payment facility available between the insurance and the employee, with the private options available for those who can afford them. Third, we have a multi-payer system with no universal coverage. So not everyone has the coverage. Those who do not have insurance coverage have to, by government or private payment has to be done here. And no national healthcare products, no government options exist, offer any coverage to the patients. The providers and the organization offer specific health services, but access are limited. So now, have you understood about the healthcare system, the healthcare system's models, four models, and the coverage around the world? So we have understood which country has a which healthcare system. So now let's go ahead and make it little more elaborate.